This is a podcast about living out of intimacy, a conversation over coffee about a living God whose desire is to live out of you. Pour yourself a cup of coffee and join us. I'm Jason Goodson.
And I'm Johnny Taylor.
And this is Coffee and Conversations.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Coffee and Conversations.
We are back.
We are back. It's November.
We survived the election.
Yes, we did. I survived it by going to bed at 9:30 on the election night. I think we watched a movie. Now, Iris was more into it than anybody else in the whole family because she had an assignment.
Oh, that would make you
mad. And so, like, and I don't think Tripp and them had an assignment, but Iris had an assignment, and Iris was showing me states by the time that she got in the car after school. Yeah. Look, these are already won, Dad, you know, and stuff like that. So, so she had to make some kind of, she had to do some kind of little project and turn in. So, but my project was, I went to bed.
Yeah.
I was tired. And so, but typically, I don't know, here lately, maybe it's 9 o'clock. I'm moving towards that lights out for me. But I've been waking up early in the morning, though.
Yeah, you get up really early.
Really early.
I never get up early.
But it's, I don't know, my life is, it's pushed in that direction.
See, my internal clock, I am not a morning person.
Yeah.
And no matter what I've ever done, I could not make myself a morning person. So when I was younger, I survived on 3 or 4 hours of sleep most of the time. Now that I'm older, that doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
I can do it once in a while, but a steady diet of no sleep is not a good thing.
I gotcha. Well, I'm drinking the old Calvin roast tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm fired up about it because every time I seem to run out is when desperate needs call. You talk about, you know, a opportunity for us that the other night. I'll give you an example of this. This is just some typical home life stuff, okay? Yeah. We're barreling through coffee right now. When I say barreling through,
I can testify to that.
We are barreling through coffee right now. Well, we're slowly, a dream is coming true for me at the house. Well, I'll tell you. So, like, the oldest daughter is drinking coffee. If she's here, she's drinking coffee with us.
Yeah.
And she's 20. And so she is drinking coffee with us. And so at the point where, you know, it's like, okay, I'm making the extra couple of cups when she's around. Then the second daughter started working at Cafe U here locally and started learning to appreciate the coffee world a little bit. Well, every morning when she wakes up, she is pouring herself a little bit of coffee and making her a concoction of whatever it is she's making. Yeah. Well, there's more coffee I'm having to make. And so my cups in the morning went from like four, it was me and Kathy, to 6, 7, 8 sometimes. When everybody's, Iris has started to pour a little bit and start drinking it.
Yeah, because you were going through like a pound a week, and now this last time you went through 3 pounds in 2 weeks.
I mean, barreling through coffee.
Yeah, and you were out by the time you got the next 3 pounds.
And so we're up in the roast next time. Everybody's about to disperse and go about their ways. And so, yeah, good coffee, TaleoRoasters.com. And it's well worth your time to go to the website if you live in the Northeast Texas area and Wood County here. If you're listening and want to get some great coffee, this guy's got it for you. So fired up about that. Continue to leave us messages. Hit the like button, subscribe, get on YouTube, follow us,
share
it
with your friends.
We are, I think we're starting to evolve a little bit into this, like, you know this weird podcast thing, man.
We've been doing this for,
it's really weird, but it's like
15 years.
I don't know. We've done it some strange places too. Like, I can't believe we're still sitting.
That reminded me is, YouTube now has a thing. I forgot to look and see where your email address is going.
Okay.
Because I can submit our iTunes feed, and they will automatically get every one of those podcasts and upload it to YouTube, but they're going to send a message to your old Taleo Ridge email address to verify that we own the account.
I don't know if I've been on that count.
Well, I've got to go look and see where I got it going. I've got it sent.
You hack whatever you need to hack and go do it.
I can make it come. What do you want? You want me to send it to Gardening with Goody?
Yes.
Okay. If you see a message from YouTube saying, do you own this account?
Yes.
I'll probably call you and tell you yes, because that will put every one of our audio podcasts out on YouTube.
From moment one to moment now?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Everyone.
Well, if you enjoy listening to the podcast and...
You can go back and listen.
A couple of old guys talk about God. We're here.
Well, we weren't that old back 15 years ago. We were still pretty young.
Yeah. Well, I feel that.
Now, there's probably stuff back in those podcasts that I don't agree with anymore. But I don't think there's anything major.
I don't think anything major either.
If you listen to them and you hear something, let us know.
Well, there's plenty out there to take your time. I think when we first started, we didn't know, I didn't know about listeners and how to, you know, we were just green behind the ears. And I think, but just this whole setup and just the little bit of things that we do, you know, it's not like we're overdoing it, but it's just a great little thing that we have. And we got the equipment, we got time, we got space, so it's been cool.
I mean, I consider it the most important thing I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even beyond roasting coffee.
Ooh. And that says a lot, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It says a whole lot about, you know, it's, man, when you know and listen to the voice of God inside of you, man, it's a great way to live life. And
it's the only way to live life.
That's what I'm saying. It's a great way to live life for those of you who have not experienced that yet and are not doing it, and listening to that voice of God inside of you and following it and just trusting and believing. And
that don't believe God leads that way. And we're not talking about an audible voice, but.
No, that's the thing is, you know, I think all of us, I think, feel like sometimes we hear this big, Jason.
Kind of like a thing we did for the play at the school.
Yes, that happens Sunday if you want to go.
Oh, my.
Sunday at 2:30. My voice is being cast in Spam-a-Lot as God.
But Give us a little.
I don't remember what I said, but I can tell you this. The voice that we set up on the computer here, you know, listen, my East Texas just comes out in me. I'm not an actor. I can't act. Is that the one? Is that the one that did it?
Something like, no.
No, it was a different one. Let's see. That other one was turned up. Check.
I'm not going to mess with it right now, but we'll.
Anyways, it's got this echo coming with it. And the ladies who are leading this play, their response to me has been, well, we're going to do something a little different with God. Because you have such an East Texas draw. I was like, no. It's Spam-a-Lot. I mean, I didn't know what that. That's supposed to be funny. Well, they've added cowboy boots to God.
Yeah.
So when all you see is feet come down.
Yeah.
Right, and you hear the voice, but then the boots are going to be boots instead of feet.
Well, and what in Texas do is Texans do.
Well, that's what I speak is East Texans. So that's what they got. Anyways, they have all been laughing. The kids been like, "Man, you the countryest sounding God I've ever heard in my life." Awesome. I like it. You know, so anyway. And I didn't know what they were expecting, so that's kind of one of those things.
Yeah.
Well, our topic tonight, we're going to put a break on and go this different direction right here. But for those of you who have seen and come across the Facebook page or whatever and saw the questions that JT laid out for us, I don't know that... Man, early on in my life that I would even talk about being disappointed with God.
Most people are afraid to even think that, even though, like I told Jason earlier, God knows if you are or not.
And there is that point in our lives where we figure out that, you know, disappointment sometimes hits in many different ways, but I don't know that I ever, like, I don't know that I was ever disappointed with God until, you know, and I don't know that I may have been disappointed with God, just didn't realize I was disappointed.
You were probably disappointed with yourself.
But that's the thing is, you know, if you'd have known me as a 16-year-old, you'd been like, who are you? I mean, seriously, like, I'm just, this kid had the journal open. I had the Bible out. And I don't know if you remember Michael Holt or not.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Michael Holt. I'm not dissing Michael Holt. But I just remember he being at Lake Forest Ranch in Macon, Mississippi. I'm a camper, and he's a speaker. And I just remember telling Michael one, I don't know which night it was. I don't feel like it was like the last night of camp, but it was about midway through the week where they used to have the week-long camps.
Yeah.
You know,
six and a half days.
It was long.
And then the next camp started that evening.
That evening. And it was like, long days.
Yeah.
And so, but I remember going to Michael and telling Michael, I want to be holy. And having that conversation with him.
Yeah.
But when I walked away from that conversation, the fact that I didn't feel any more holier than I was than I did before I walked up to him.
Yeah.
I think I was looking for the feeling of being holy at the moment. Like, I wanted that feeling.
Yeah.
But I don't ever remember him saying, you know, Jason, in Christ you are holy. And I don't know if that's, you know, and I go back and now I'm just starting to remember a different conversation throughout my lifetime through that point. But I'm just saying the vocalization of being disappointed with God, not till I was probably 22, 21 or 22.
Yeah.
Later on in life. But just remember most of those things like that. But disappointment with God, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I got to thinking about this because of the conversation I had, but I don't think it's something we talk about.
Yeah.
Hardly in, quote, religious circles. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it, really.
Well, it's almost as if we were going to disappoint God by talking about being disappointed with God.
Yeah.
Or we are going to offend God by being disappointed in some of the stuff.
Or we think we're going to make somebody else think God isn't what he says he is.
All right.
But this is the whole thing. Is God, we can be perfect, completely real with God because he knows anyway.
True.
You know, he knows if I'm disappointed even if I don't know it. That's very what's true. Crazy.
Right. Well, I like what you said here. In notes, and this opening sentence is, most of our disappointment with God comes from us believing he is something he is not.
Right.
Talk about that a little more, and talk about the...
It's the whole thought there behind that is, God is not a genie in a bottle. If we do the right things, we get our three wishes.
That's the thing, is I think I want to say that Christians are most disappointed in their walk with God based on that right there. In the sense of going, you know how many things I asked for, you know how many things I've asked for and I haven't gotten, you know, and I've been faithful to God. I've been going to church every Sunday, I've been going to church every Wednesday. I pray every day. I read my Bible. Why hasn't he blessed me? Or why hasn't he?
That was
boom and boom, 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 and boom, boom, boom. You know, and there's,
and I'm just going to be blunt right here.
Yeah, go for it.
God is not primarily interested in our happiness.
No, I agree with that.
He's interested in us knowing him and having a life.
That's exactly right.
And this is a vapor.
Yeah, it's here for a moment. It's Atmos. That's what's on my wrist right there.
Yeah.
Here for a moment, then it's gone.
We think this is it. somehow or other. It's kind of, I mean,
we live like we can't see past the grave.
Yeah, we live like we think this, we believe this is all of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we live. And the thing about it is, well, just I'm just going to share my biggest disappointment in my lifetime with God.
Okay.
And just, if I may tear up here, just warning you in advance, is, and Jason's known me for a long time, and he can testify to this, this was back when I was a teenager, before I became a Christian, I wanted a family and to be married.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been a desire that I had. I remember even after I became a Christian at 18, I've read verses like, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And then there's a verse over there that says, God will not withhold any good thing from those. I can't remember exactly where that verse is. But mm-hmm. So that was kind of my, I'm going to claim this.
Right, yeah.
And you know, both those verses were absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the best thing for me was not to be married.
Right.
Because the best thing for me was to know him.
Mm.
And I've learned more about his love for me out of the disappointment.
Yes. It's good.
And there's loss in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, and it's, I don't have to feel guilty because I feel that loss. And mm-hmm. It makes me sad if I think about it.
Right. Right.
But at the same time, I know it was the best.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be sitting here doing this podcast if I'd gotten married.
True.
Me and Jason would have never got to where we hung out and talked scripture. And
yeah, man.
I probably wouldn't have been at Lake Forest Ranch.
Right.
I wouldn't have never met Jason in the cooler sitting there with his iced tea. And just laughing and shaking my head and closing the door back and walking
away. It was the coolest place in the camp.
The only cool place.
It was the only cool place in Camp Village. When I found it, it was there.
But just here to say, mm-hmm. it's okay to feel all the feels. And to know, hey, this has been a loss of my life as far as how I feel about it.
Sure.
But what I know about it is that it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the best.
Right.
I'm not going to, I didn't miss out because I missed a person somewhere down the road. You know, God has carried out his plan, and that plan is the best.
That's good. I like that a lot. you know, I don't know that, I mean, man, I've had some hurt, I think, deep down, but in some of my hurt and some of the things that have happened in my life, you know, it's not gone the way I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
You know, there has been some disappointment. But I look back on anything that I've ever done and thought, would I change it? Probably not.
You know? I wouldn't change anything.
You know, would I change it? Well, would I change moving to South Florida?
Nope.
Tough years, but the people I know now and have stayed in touch with there. Still the connection we have made. Any of the students that were in that group that I reached out and said happy birthday to or just had some comments with or just, hey, just want to say hi. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
You know, there's some things out of that. But there's also that, like, I don't think I've ever talked about this with anybody before. We're in Fort Worth, Texas. We're fresh married. When I say fresh married, I'm talking 6 months in.
Yeah.
Kathy is working, finds a job on the job board at seminary with Joel Engel. And I don't know if you know who Joel Engel is out here in the universe, but Joel Engel led worship, and he was a worship leader. But Joel was one of those guys that, you know, I think he came out of Oklahoma. He had a connection there with Kathy, being from Oklahoma. They were looking for somebody to come in and do some work. They started this little business, a startup business called Student Praise Interactive Network, SPIN. And we had traveled with his wife and him on a few occasions to these different spots and set up. And I think for the longest time, I wanted to be known for something great.
Yep.
And I thought he was great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's reaching people, you know.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
God's work.
It's God, like, it was probably at the moment. This is after I've met you. We're in seminary at this point.
No, this is after us setting up.
Yeah, and we've had all these kind of talks, but I just knew God was going to do great things in my life in that sense.
Yeah.
Ministry-wise. And so my equation to all this stuff had to do with who I was seeing. Was there big crowds there? Was it good enough? Was it,
yeah.
You know, it was still in that mode of going, okay. Then I believe I married Kathy in 98, summer 99, 2000. We go back and I've had a chance. I had to intern. I had to do an internship for the thing I was doing. Well, I said, all right, well, call Rich up at Lake Forest Ranch and say, hey, I need to come work. I've got this internship. He said, well, we'll be able to pay you a little bit of something, you know, this. But I knew it was, I had to go and do it.
It was actually a job they had created the year before.
Exactly
that
right.
That you took.
Exactly right. The very next day, after I call Rich, Joel calls and says, hey, I need somebody to play guitar for me this summer. Would you want to travel and play guitar with me? And just come and learn. Just come and, man, and there was this battle on the inside.
Yeah.
And I'm at the same spot because here I am. Everything I've ever wanted is sitting in front of me on this table right now. In my life, I'm thinking, this is exactly what I want. I want to know. I want people to know me. But it was for the wrong reason.
I don't think you've ever even told me this story.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've never even expressed all this stuff. You have to go out and bring up disappointment with God. Anyways.
I always ask the wrong question.
There was always a little bit of disappointment in that fact that I didn't choose that route. But it wasn't because the people were bad. It wasn't because what I did was wrong. But it was, I had to let go of something that I thought I was going to be. But God never planned and intended for me.
Nope.
But did I get to go play music and do all those things? Yeah. I mean, it's not that I haven't and hadn't had that regret or anything like that. But I've done some things that I thought I would never do. And it's not because I checked me out. But now it's like, that was a loss for me in the sense of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that loss for me, I grappled with it for such a long time. But I don't ever come back here, meet the people I'm meeting, work the job I'm working right now, and being happy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a whole thing. I mean, when we give up something that's a dream,
yep,
it's painful.
Very
and it's,
painful.
It's yep. like a very part of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I probably could have got married if I wanted to.
Sure.
But at some point on this road in this relationship with God, I realized I don't want to marry somebody that doesn't make me want to know him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly
and
right.
Not just somebody that loves God, but somebody when I'm around them, and that was the decision I came to one day.
Mm-hmm.
And that decision directed my path. Never thought it would lead to me not getting married. And if I'd have known it then, I probably would have made a different decision. Because at that point, I couldn't deal with that thought.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But. That whole, I've been keep thinking about Paul saying all of his dreams, he was going to be the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
Pharisee of the Pharisees, yeah.
He was going to have that power and recognition.
And he was growing in that power.
Oh, he was just going to be there.
That's right.
He had it made. And all of a sudden he had to say, this is not life.
That's right. That's right. You know, I remember, here's another one. I've just got some, I've got many, you know, I got a long list of disappointment. And I remember, you know, my dad being, I remember dad being so proud of me when I said this to you. But it's like us wanting to come back to Texas and start a camp.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
we're pretty glad we didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. It was a good call. Thank you, God. Yeah.
I mean, that's because we were to the point. Even when we planned that,
right,
we didn't tie our hopes and dreams to it.
Yeah.
It was, well, at the moment, this seems like God may be leading this.
Right.
And when we got, I mean, I ended up, the only thing that ever worked out was I moved here.
Right.
And everything else has been kind of ad-lib since then. But it hadn't been to God.
Right. Yeah. So I ended up standing up in front of our church here locally and confessing to the whole church that one night, hey, I'm going to be a youth pastor. This is what I want to pursue. This is how I want to pursue it. I want to go here. And I had my plans made out. You know, what was the name of that Bible college that Eric and everybody went to? That's in North Carolina.
Used to be it's Columbia Bible
College. Columbia Bible College is the name of it, yes.
It's something else. They've renamed it now.
But have they?
Still the same thing.
Columbia Bible College is where I wanted to go. That was the place. That's the thing I named that night.
And a great place.
And I'll tell you why I named it. Because of Michael Holt. Michael Holt was a professor there.
Yeah.
And it was that whole night, you know, that whole 9 yards. This is coming out of all this stuff. And I realized that was never going to happen. You know, and I thought, my dad gets up and says some of the greatest things I've ever heard my dad say about me that night. You know, he stands up in front of my dad wasn't one just to pop up and get up in front of the church. You know, and I sat down, he goes, hey, you know, he gets up in front of the church, talks about, you know, him and my mom dedicating me to the Lord as a baby and that, you know, use him for your glory. You know, he's just giving all this kind of things, you know, and I'm just like chilled, you know, thinking about it right now. And I always thought to myself, man, I wonder if he was impressed and, you know, if he ever, you know, and I never had to worry about that with dad, though.
Yeah.
You know, did I disappoint him because I didn't do that? You know, that was part of it.
Yeah.
But dad, one thing my parents always did for me, which was good, is that they always expressed they were proud of me. They loved what I was doing and how I got there.
Oh, no.
But, you know, he was always telling me, you go to those churches, you go work at a church, he says. He goes, don't settle. He goes, don't settle, they'll pay you. He goes, you've seen what our pastors make here?
Yeah.
Have you seen what our youth pastor makes? He says, don't settle. You know, he always told me that. But anyways, it made me laugh. But I went and I'm not settled.
The thing about knowing your dad, if you were happy, he would be happy.
That's exactly right.
Whatever you're doing.
And it was a disappointment, you know, with God. But at the time, I thought, man, I'm going to disappoint God if I don't do this. I've already confessed it to the church, man, in the church in front of people.
Anyway, Oh, well.
That's exactly right. Now it's, you know, just is what it is.
And you're still a youth minister.
Well,
just a totally different form.
Well, people ask me, why'd you get out of ministry? Well, I said, I didn't get out of ministry. I said, my ministry went from the church doors to the hallways at the school. I said, I said, that's my mission field. I said, there's no greater calling in my life right now.
I know, we've said this in the podcast within the last few months, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, if you're doing
it,
what God's put on your heart right this second, then you're right where you are in ministry.
Exactly right. Well, that's that. But when you brought up disappointment with God, I was like, because here comes all these flooding things that, you know, that in the past. But I don't, you know, like I said, and I tell people this all the time, I try not. I've learned my past doesn't define me. It just led me to this point where God has overtaken it, and it's okay.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. And I'm living in him.
Yeah. See, we read Paul there, and we think, oh, that happened instantly. No, it was time, and I bet he struggled letting go of what he had thought he was
going to do. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm going to show you. I'm going to express this time. Hold on just a second. Where is it? Listen. I've read this.
It's funny because out here we see the grain of sand of the whole story. Right. We don't see the beach. Right. We just see one grain of sand.
Right.
And God knows what the whole story is. And this is something I was thinking about today, thinking about this podcast, was that until this life is over, we won't understand what God was doing exactly.
Right.
But then we'll get to see the whole beach, the whole story.
Right.
Of what our life was.
So good. I'm trying to find this.
What's the scripture about?
Well, it's what you just mentioned.
Oh, Paul.
Paul and time. Talking about
they sent him away for 3 years into the wilderness or somewhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just read all this stuff the other day, like,
because he was causing such a commotion.
I want to say it was in the writing to the Galatians that he comes in and says all this stuff. Hold on here. Oh, here it is. Yes, at the end of Galatians chapter 1. He talks about, where is it at? He says, I'll start right here in 1:15.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. It says, but when it pleased God.
Yeah.
Listen to that. Listen to this, you who are listening to us. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, he says, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him for 15 days. He goes, but But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. I write to you indeed before God, I do not lie. Now concerning these things, he says, afterwards I went into the regions of Syria, Cilicia, and was unknown by face the churches of Judea, which were in Christ, but they were hearing only. He who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith he once tried to destroy. And then chapter 2 ensues. Then after 14 years.
14 years.
3 years. He's talking about 3 years being away from.
Yeah.
And then 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me. And look, and it's not, and what he did is after that time, he took people with him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like he went, oh, just here we go, gung ho. But he goes and communicates the gospel that he has been consuming with a relationship with God.
Yeah. That thing there about
it doesn't flip overnight.
When it pleased God.
Right.
That's just, it takes time to learn to hear God's voice. Mm-hmm. But at some point, in those disappointments, after that time, we start feeling that pleasure of God.
Sure.
In what he's doing.
Exactly right.
And even though we still bear the pain of it,
mm-hmm.
we also feel the pleasure.
That's right. It's good.
And the peace.
And the peace.
That passes an understanding.
Oh, man. And there's many examples in scripture and things like that. But those, I hadn't thought about that one. You know, you're talking about the time going in.
It's somewhere in Acts where it talks about that, too, of them sending him away.
They did.
They sent him away.
I mean.
And then it said the church enjoyed peace.
I'm going to bring up a big figure in the sports world right now. Deion Sanders.
Yep.
Okay. And this has nothing to do with me talking about him being the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. But what this has with me, I don't think it will happen anyways. But I thought
that was going to be Troy Aikman.
That's general manager. But you, Deion Sanders, okay, I kind of remember him, like, all of a sudden, he moves to Dallas out of San Francisco for that year, or the 3 years he signed his contract for, whatever it was.
He's playing baseball and football.
He's just playing football at this time. He'd already stopped playing. Well, maybe.
He was playing for Dallas when he was playing for the Braves.
That may have been it. I was trying to remember. I know he played for the Falcons and the Braves at the same time, and then there was –
because I remember him. I remember them talking about him. He played in a Dallas football game one day and flew to Atlanta and played in a baseball game the next day.
Then there's – yeah, okay. So there is a – but the, I just remember, like, overnight hearing that Deion had got saved.
Yeah.
That his life was changed. And then the very next Sunday, he was up on stage hollering and preaching, and all this stuff was going on. And I thought to myself,
yep,
man, that's an awful quick turnaround. You know, I don't mind. You want to tell me your testimony and talk to stories with me? Let's do that.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it was like, I don't know. I mean, it was like me giving my life to Christ and everybody standing up and going, okay, here's what I know about God. And it had been the shortest sermon ever given. You know what I'm saying? The shortest thing that I've ever known. But it was like one of those things where it would have been cool. And I wonder where Deion is now in his faith. Now that it's been this point, he's got kids. He's got, you know, his family. He's coaching. He's got different. I wonder how, like, it would be cool to sit down and talk to him and go, Deion, let's not talk about sports. I don't want to talk about sports with you. I want to talk about what God is doing in you.
Yeah.
Where you at? Are you still there? Are you still that excited? You know, you just, it's just, but what I'm saying is there has to have been some disappointment with him at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And bearing through this whole thing. I don't know. It's just, it stands out to me as one of those, figures that it would be cool to sit down and talk with and go, okay, where you at?
Yeah.
Just to hear. Okay.
Because I think a lot of people are there that they never got past their disappointment.
Yeah.
Things never worked out the way they thought. And
right,
which is a sad thing. And that's kind of, I mean, that was my thoughts when I thought about doing this as a podcast a week ago.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good.
I mean, I like the subject because I think it's so important.
Right.
One, not to be afraid to be real with God about your disappointment.
Yeah.
But at the same time, realize God's working this all together for good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it makes me know him better and pursue him more,
so be it. Yeah.
Told a friend last week, I was like, did he give you a desire to know him? And they said yes. And so I said, well, everything else is icing.
Icing. That's right.
Icing on the cake.
Exactly right. Ooh, that's good.
You may get the things out here. The kid may hit the home run and win the ball game, or yes, he may strike out.
That's right. Well, I just know this. It doesn't matter at that point where finally it's, you know, I don't know. I don't think I suffer those things as much as I really feel like on the inside I have in the past. Just learning to accept what God has given me. And when I say I look back over my life and am I disappointed? No. That's the thing, is that I'm not disappointed at all. Got a great family, got great kids, got great friends. But the most important thing, and those are just earthly things. Those are just the earthly things that God has provided. But the best thing is the walk with God.
You know? Sometimes you'll look back.
Yep.
And there will be disappointment things.
Sure.
But, I mean, even now, I think about it. I don't have any kids to take care of me when I get old. You know, I'm like, doesn't look good from where I sit. But that's God's problem.
Yeah.
It's not my problem.
Yeah.
This is where he led me.
Right.
You know, I guarantee you look back every now and then and think, what if I went out and traveled?
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole nother story. because I don't know that I'd be sitting here doing this with you right now.
Yeah. And yeah. And one of the things I wanted to say with this was, it's okay to be sad about those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God is not, if you really believed, you wouldn't know. That's why we talk about the grace of God all the time.
That's right.
Because he knows we're but dust. There's an inside joke there.
Yeah. Well, good friend Steve. Well, I don't know. I think, you know, I don't have any more disappointment to share with you. I'm pretty sure that I could sit down all night and, you know, I can.
Yeah, I kind of thought I'd be rich by now, but that ain't happening.
That's not happening. Is it? Well, you know.
I hadn't missed a meal, but I ain't rich.
Not rich, are we? Yes, well, you would look at me and say, when it comes to meals, and say, yes, that man is rich. No, he's not. Anyways, what's coming up? What we got?
What's coming up? No podcast in 2 weeks.
No, we're going to be Thanksgiving in
probably 3 weeks.
3 weeks before. So, yeah, it'll be a few minutes.
It'll be after the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
After Thanksgiving break. And I'm looking forward to that break.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to a little bit of when I say peace and quiet, it's
relatively
peace and quiet, you know, in the sense of peace and quiet from the normal spectrum of my day, and just being able to kick back with the family.
Still have the family noise without the work noise.
It's a different noise, but it's a good noise.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's so funny, but my kids can be laughing, yelling, screaming, whatever, and I can sleep peacefully.
Oh, yeah.
In the midst of all that. And it's not, and that thing's, then there's times where it's like Kathy and them have been gone and been up to her parents, and then I've had to stay back because of work, and I don't sleep a wink hardly because it's so quiet.
Yep.
And it wears me out. So anyways. But those are the things that I deal with sometimes, and I will, you know.
Yep.
All right. So we'll see you hopefully in 3 weeks, God willing. And yeah.
We'll try and maybe post a little stuff along the way.
Yeah.
Enjoy. If y'all have any thoughts, something, you questions, God shows you something, let us know.
Don't be ashamed to put them out there. All right.
Y'all take care.